Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Elihu doesn't take long in coming to what we call the point. There are 2 points, actually. Quote, "Surely you have spoken in my hearing, and I have heard the sound of your words, saying, I am pure, without transgression. I am innocent, and there is no iniquity in me. Yet he finds occasion against me. He counts me as his enemy. He puts my feet in the stocks. He watches all my paths." Job 33, verses 8 to 11. I and he. "You have 2 serious problems," says Elihu, "so let's face them right away. You're wrong in what you think about yourself, and wrong in what you think about God." That pretty well sums it up. Remarkable, isn't it? We've lumbered through about 30 chapters of back and forth on Job's dilemma, and hardly made an inch of progress. Now, in a few verses, young Elihu lays bare the root and its sour fruit. If the choice is between either Job or God being righteous, no one should struggle with the answer. Quote, "Look, in this you are not righteous. I will answer you, for God is greater than man. Why do you contend with him? For he does not give an accounting of any of his words. For God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it." Verses 12 to 14. My professor would become irate when a student would ask, "Are you trying to say this?" "I'm not trying to say anything," he'd bark. "I said it. You're trying to understand it." This is Elihu's point. If Job and his friends don't understand something about the Lord or what he says, the problem is entirely on their part. God may use, quote, a dream, a vision, verse 15, or anything he likes, but his purpose is for our good, quote, "in order to turn man from his deed and conceal pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing." Verses 17 and 18. He's out to help us, not hurt us.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.